Hi, I'm Emmy, and I'm representing Ireland in Eurovision this year, and this is Building Bridges podcast.
Take it away.
Welcome to Building Bridges. I'm Sebi.
I'm Jan.
And I'm Dave.
And this is a Eurovision podcast for the rest of us. So today we build a bridge to Ireland, technically, but the bridge is actually taking us to Norway, where we will meet Emmy, who is representing Ireland at Eurovision this year as a Norwegian singer. So guys, what do you think of Emmy and Like a Party?
Oh, I'm enjoying this song since the day it came out. It's such a fun pop bop, and she's lovely. The energy, you could feel this nice positive energy throughout the screen as well. And I was so happy when she agreed to have a little chat with us. And also, it's such a great thing because it's been quite a while since it's been all of us doing another episode. So it was
poor Emmy is alone in her room, and then it's just three guys attacking her with questions at the same time. That must be overwhelming.
Thank goodness there's yet another snowstorm here today keeping me home from work so we could talk to Emmy, all of us together.
Wonderful. The advantages of being in Canada.
But such a, so lovely, and such a nice opportunity to talk to her. And I'm kind of mad at her though, because the song is so damn catchy. If you hear it in the morning, your whole day is fucked because you're going to be singing it in your head, right?
Even the Eurosong jury said that, you know?
Yes.
And I think we should treat our listeners to a little clip of that right now as well, so they also get it stuck in their head all day.
I totally agree. I hope like I never die, and that she's been surrounded still, and that she has a party in the air and always will. I hope that she is dancing every night among the stars. I hope like I is alive, like a party in the sky.
But it's like we said in the interview as well, it's actually a very serious and a very sad story behind the song of Laika, of course, and I made a TikTok about it a while ago. It's like the biggest party song with the saddest lyrics of the entire season. And yeah, Emmy told us a little bit how she got into the Laika story and why she decided to write a song about her. And I think we can now switch the conversation to Emmy in Norway. Let's go. Thank you so much, Emmy, for joining us.
Thank you.
Congrats again, Emmy, on winning Eurosong 2025. We really want to know, can you take us back to the moment when you realized that you were going to represent Ireland at Eurovision? And what was the first thing that went through your mind at that moment?
Oh, I was just so shocked, you know. I did not expect that. Like, we had booked flights back to Norway the day after.
Oh.
we did not expect that. But yeah, I was so just shocked and honored. And yeah, I don't know if I have landed like now, and it's been a week.
So we've been listening to your back catalog, obviously, and you've got so many fun poppy songs. Is that kind of where the idea for Like a Party came from? Because I mean, on the surface, you've taken what is a really sad story and you've turned it into like this pop anthem. So I know you've told the story a few times before, but can you give us a quick reminder for our listeners that might not know how Like a Party came to be and why it was turned into like this fun pop song?
Yeah, there was like this quiz that I do with my family, and there was a question about Laika, and that got me thinking about how incredibly sad her story is, and I didn't want that to be the truth, so I wanted to create a scenario where she doesn't die, but where she lives on and is having her own party in the sky. And since, you know, yeah, since it's about a party, I felt like it had to be a party song, you know.
it's absurd because it's a party song, and then when you look into lyrics, you're like, oh my god, I might cry, but it's such a happy song. It's really, yeah, a lot of layers. But of course, you said you also considered like a party for MGP. And we saw that Larissa Tormey, a very famous Irish songwriter, is on your songwriting team for like a party. So was like a party more supposed to be for MGP and then with Ireland in the back of the mind? Or did the collaboration with Larissa just happen later for Ireland specifically?
Yeah, it's a good question because you know we did this songwriting camp in Norway, but for Eurovision, not like specifically MGP, but for Eurovision. And you know, after the camp, Larissa said that she thought that this song would fit Ireland very well.
Okay.
And so we submitted it there, and I'm so glad we did and that we got in.
Very good. Yeah, that was the right decision, obviously.
Thank you.
Speaking of experiences with MGP, you've already had experience competing in Norwegian national final, both as an artist and a songwriter back in 2021. But this year, you also co-wrote Ramtai for our friends from Latvia for Citizeni. And also 2 years ago, another MGP entry, Woman Show. How does this feel different from your past experiences now that you're up there in the front row?
You know, it's very weird because MGP was like a childhood dream coming true, and now to be in Ireland, it's so magical. Like Ireland is the king of Eurovision, you know, with the most victories together with Sweden, and I'm just so honored that I got to be a part of that their contest too. So both MGP and Supernova with Ramtai as a songwriter and Eurosong is just, yeah, you know, magical.
Yeah, it's really interesting for us because we had Citizeni on the podcast already, and last year we had Matilde who sang Woman Show, and now we have the songwriter of both songs here
It's
on the
a full
podcast.
package. It's a full package right now.
Yeah.
Full moment.
Oh.
So, Emmy, with all this experience now, like really across Europe, I mean, you've competed now personally in two Eurovision selection shows. You did MGP a few years ago, and now with Eurosong in Ireland. Were you able to note any big differences between how Norway and Ireland chooses? Like, you've gone through the whole process for both countries now. What were the biggest, I guess, differences or similarities between both shows?
Yeah, good question. There was a lot of similarities, like the rehearsing and interviews and, you know, the whole kind of package. But there were differences too. Yeah, you know, when I was in MGP, we did semifinals, which Eurosong didn't have now. And, you know, Eurosong is a part of another show. MGP is its own show, so the shows are different. And yeah, so there are both similarities and differences, and I really love them both.
How are like the public reactions so far to you winning Eurosong and representing Ireland? And do you know maybe a difference from the Irish and the Norwegian press on you representing Ireland?
Yeah, I just feel so grateful for the love and support I've gotten from the Irish people and Norwegian people. And yeah, you know, I think Norway actually almost post as much in like media as Ireland, and that's very interesting to see. I feel like it was maybe even more in the press now than when I was in MGP, so that was kind of like what. But yeah, it's very interesting to see, and I'm so grateful for the love and support by the public in both countries.
It's good for you, media attention. I think the 12 points from Norway should be pretty set for you this year.
Exactly. Amy, tell us maybe how are you? Maybe it's too early to ask that, but I'm sure you already have some ideas by now. How are you preparing for the big stage? Can we expect anything in the direction as you did in Eurosong with all the, you know, flashy and all this, you know, university stuff that you were bringing to us on the stage of national final? What is in cards? What can you tell us as for now that won't get you into trouble?
I definitely want to keep kind of the heart and the vibe of the Eurosong staging and performance, but maybe get even bigger, you know, because the stage is bigger. So
Course.
yeah, just fitting all the song and the style and yeah.
I'm just gonna say you're so sweet and you're so humble, but you're saying, oh, you didn't expect to win and all this, but like, when you look at like social media, for instance, like you've got a very strong TikTok base. Did you find yourself maybe pushing the TikTok a bit more and targeting maybe Irish voters before your song to try and get your song out there a bit more, and maybe just to try and connect with Euro fans in Ireland and even across the world using your social media?
Oh, a good question. You know, my TikTok is like, there's followers, some followers from there and there and there, so different places, and I don't think it was many from Ireland, and I used my TikTok to post a series called like Emmy Tries Irish Things for the first time, and that was very much fun together with my brother, and we wanted to become as Irish as we could that week before Eurosong, so that was very much fun.
Speaking of brother, you mentioned it before. Can you tell us a bit about your relationship with your brother? He joined you on the stage as your robotic keyboard player. That was so much fun. I mean, like the whole performance, the whole idea. How did that idea of calling him ended up for you?
You know, him and me, we are huge Eurovision fans, and we watched Eurovision since we were little kids, and we had this completely surreal childhood dream of standing on one of those stages together one day. When we got the chance to do that, we were like, you have to join on stage, and I'm so glad we did. And yeah, he's so creative, he has so many great ideas, and I love his character and what he has made, so yeah, I thought it was so much fun too.
So you're both huge Eurovision fans, you and your brother. I'm sure you like do trivia quizzes or some stuff like that. Do you have a favorite Eurovision song of all time? Besides Like a Party, of course.
I really, really like Runaway from Moldova.
Oh, yeah. With Epic Sax Guy.
Yeah. I love that song.
Yeah. And it was on stage in Oslo, too, which is really cool.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh, yeah, that's an iconic song.
Yeah.
So speaking of quizzes, we're going to ask you a few little fun trivia questions now, just to get you ready for the turquoise carpet and ready for all the press in Basel. But one kind of silly little question before we end off, since your song is, of course, called Like a Party. If we could blast you into outer space and everything was going to go well, and you could have your own Like a Party with anybody you wanted, who would you have on the guest list?
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a good question. Maybe, of course, my family and friends and my kitten, yay, and and maybe the Jedwards and Selena Gomez.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's an interesting choice, but I'm sure that would be a hell of a like a party, I would say.
I'm actually sure that Jedward would just come on stage with you if you asked him, you know, also wear some astronaut outfits and just jump around, you know, the whole 3 minutes.
Maybe you should just call them and they will join you.
That would be so cool.
They could be your backing dancers on stage. That would be fun.
Yeah. Right?
They have the outfits. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you guys for the idea.
See?
I love that.
The idea was born here. We can prove that now. If they end up on stage. So, Emmy.
So we like to ask the artists that are going to Eurovision once they're chosen, you know, if they know a little bit about the history of the country they're representing. So you already know that Ireland and Sweden have this whole rivalry, right? They both won 7 times. You said that earlier. But can you tell us when Ireland won for the very first time?
Very first time.
And if they won before Sweden?
I started watching Eurovision in like 2008. So if you ask anything after that, I would probably know. But before, that's just going to have to be guessing. I'm guessing that they won for the first time in 1968 and that they were before Sweden.
Oh.
Very close. Very close. Oh. Only 2 years apart. It was 1970.
Oh, yes.
And it was before Sweden. Sweden was ABBA.
Yay.
In 1974.
Yeah. So one correct, at least.
No, it's very good. And you mentioned Jedward earlier. Ireland is famous for having, you know, family on stage. So if you had to guess, how many sets of twins has Ireland sent over the years?
Ooh.
You know, there's at least one.
Yeah. I'll go with three.
Two.
Also again, very close.
Yes, it was a while ago. It was a while ago. It was the Carter twins back many, many years ago.
But we'll move
a bit closer now, because there's also a really cool link between Ireland and Norway, because you're not the first crossover, obviously. So do you know who was the Irish singer that won Eurovision on behalf of Norway in 1995?
Yeah, that's Finn Wolderseri.
Yes!
Finally, what?
And the last one you should know, because of course you were probably very close to it. Do you remember who the last person was to win for Norway? Why did Moldova sing in Oslo that year?
Oh, was the last winner? I thought you said who represented Norway last year.
Who's the last one? Who won last winner?
That's Alexander Rybak with Fairy Tale.
Of course.
Yes.
But last year was Gothe with Ulve Holm to help you out.
Thank you, my brother. Yes. That's what I thought you asked. Sorry.
All right, Emmy. Thank you so much for joining us. You did really well on the quiz. Much better than most artists we've had.
Oh, really? And, thank you so much.
And some of those were tough questions, so that was really well done.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
If you have anything else you would like to say, a message to our listeners, to the Irish and Norwegian Eurofans, then this is your time. And thank you again for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. And I would like to say thank you so much, everyone, for the love and support like a party and I have gotten from you guys. I really, really appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Emmy. Best of luck. Wow. Thank you so much once again to Emmy. I think it's so sweet. You know, her personality is so genuine. You know, it doesn't matter if the camera is on or off. She's always the same person and she's so sweet and lovable. It's really refreshing in this industry.
And I'm so happy for that case. If I'm just getting back to this, before we heard the interview, you were saying about the story about Laika. If you really get into lyrics, it really is sad. So it's especially if you like some sort of know the story and then you have it, you know, with a song here as well. But like, it's really, really, really nice one. And I enjoyed having Emmy over and I really wish her best of luck. She is like a bump of positive energy, which we all need right now. And just for that, not even for the song, which is also fantastic. I really wish her all the best for Basel and for her performance, which I'm sure it will be amazing.
I almost hope they do a little tribute to Laika at the end, you know, maybe when the song is over, just show a picture of Laika in black and white or something like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, just transport, even if the people don't get what the story is about, maybe in these 3 minutes, that it's not just a dumb pop song, but it actually has some serious stuff behind it, you know?
Exactly. I couldn't agree more.
So thank you so much to everyone who listened to our interview with Emmy. If you want to check out more interviews or episodes, check out our website, buildingbridgespod.com, and on our social media, we are at buildingbridgespod everywhere. And tune in next time again for our next interview. Bye-bye.
Bye.